With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is day six of the Iran war. Israel and Iran continue trading missile fire, although the BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem says Israel may be seeing less of it.
The Israeli authorities have said that from today they're going to start easing the restrictions on the Israeli public that were introduced since Saturday, and saying that is due to the decline in incoming rocket fire from Iran. The Israeli military spokesman in his last briefing was really putting that decline down to the successful military operations to target Iranian missile storage sites and missile launch sites.
The Israeli military says it is launching new strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist group. President Trump says that so far the war has been progressing very well. The Senate has rejected a Democrat attempt to stop the conflict dead in its tracks.
Senate Republicans voted down a war powers resolution that would restrict President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations against Iran. The vote fell mostly along party lines. It was a sign of early GOP public support for a conflict that has rapidly spread across the Middle East. Democrats complain that the war is not justified and that there's no clear U.S. exit strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are invoking the war and the prospect of retaliatory terrorist attacks as they tee up votes on a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. Democrats have been blocking DHS funding. No presidential endorsement yet in the Texas U.S. Senate runoff between Republican incumbent Senator John Cornyn and challenger State Attorney General Ken Paxton. President Trump says his endorsement will come soon. Wall Street Dow futures down 84. This is SRN News. Religion doesn't matter much to most Americans.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries reported at Temple Emmanuel after 20 rounds were fired into the building. Congregants had held a service earlier in the evening. Synagogue leaders released a statement saying, "We're working closely with law enforcement and security partners. We remain united and resilient. Our building is damaged. Our congregation is not." This is SRN News. A Texas court has declined to shut down Camp Mystic, where 25 girls and two counselors were killed in catastrophic floods last year.
Judge Maya Guerra Gamble did order Camp Mystic's owners not to alter nor demolish the cabins where campers were housed during the floods and not to use that area. One victim's family suing the camp had sought to keep it closed and halt any new construction while their lawsuit is pending. The bodies of two children have never been recovered. Jason Walker reporting.
Lou Holtz, a College Football Hall of Fame coach. He led Notre Dame to a national championship and won 249 games over 33 seasons at six schools, has died. He died in Orlando, surrounded by his family. There's been no word on a cause of death. Lou Holtz was 89. More details, SRNNews.com.